views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from Hubbard Radio here at KKNW AM 1150. You may be listening on WBLQ in Connecticut, New York, or Rhode Island, cable radio network somewhere across the United States, or Transformation Talk Radio anywhere around the world. But I have to tell you, you are going to be so glad you've tuned in. We have a very special show. But before I let you in on all that, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning, Benny.
So special. I'm out of breath already.
Yeah. This is
amazing. This is going to be truly an amazing hour.
It is. There has been buzz about this, and I mean literally energetic buzz, for weeks. And the studio vibration is increasing. So, Benny, hang on to those controls.
I'm trying.
We want to make sure the technology stays stable, okay?
Gotcha, covered.
You know, as my listeners know, I've been on my journey for many, many years. And it's taken me, around very amazing people and... You know, there are some people who you just feel good being around, and there are other people who, through their words, it touches something very deep. And in both situations, it can help you to transform and change. But my guest today is somebody who not only has the words that resonate deeply and ignite our recognition of the truth, but vibrationally, he just feels good being around. He is... somebody who's walking his talk and you feel it. Now, I came across my guest today on Facebook, I think, a few months ago. His name is Matt Kahn, K-A-H-N. And, it's funny because sometimes I'll find my way to somebody and suddenly all my friends say, oh, yeah, of course, I love Matt Kahn. I love Matt, right? So I came across something and I watched one of his videos and it's like, wow. You know, he was saying things that I'd been thinking about and saying them in ways that gave me much deeper clarity of the inklings of information I was getting. And, you know, personally, I don't listen to a lot of people who channel per se, because I think it sometimes can clog my own kind of flow of information. But this is somebody who's very different. He is a spiritual teacher. He's an empathic healer. And he has an interesting story where his sixth sense, so to speak, awakened at the age of eight. And he began having experiences with ascended masters and archangels. And he has this gift of being able to see, hear, feel, and have a direct knowing to what's going on with a person and tune in to what's going on on the planet. And he can assist us in healing our body and awakening our soul so that we transform through love. And I'm so excited to have him here in studio, Matt Kahn. Welcome, Matt. Thanks so much for joining us here.
Well, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
You know, it's funny because my own journey kind of mirrors a lot of people's journeys.
Yes.
And that once upon a time, I was kind of in the religion box. Mm-hmm. And... although I found that there were gifts within that, I felt like I didn't like being in a box. And so I opened the lid and kind of like was catapulted out of that box into a whole different realm. And then I was what people would refer to as the New Age. And I shifted in leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. And then I found that there was a stagnation that occurred and something wasn't quite right. I needed something new in information that was different than what people had been saying. And as I've gone on my journey and started seeking and finding those sorts of things, you know, one of the gifts I found my way to is your information that comes through. What's been going on the planet, and how are we shifting from a spiritual perspective?
Well, from a spiritual perspective, we're shifting from using our spiritual journeys as a road of endless clearing, releasing, digging up in the recess of our consciousness, looking within to find more things to clear and work on.
Right.
We're shifting from a paradigm of, let's call it, self-improvement,
right,
to a celebration of self-acceptance and self-actualization, really self-love. And so the easiest way to explain this transition is, and I'm sure you so eloquently talked about the shift, is that you can go through a process of healing, clearing, and transformation. You can get to a certain point of your journey. You can go absolutely very far in a lot of these modalities. And at a certain point, you hit a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more to dig up, but you can't stop digging.
Right.
There's nothing more to look for, but you can't stop looking.
Right.
And at a certain point, the transition that's happening right now is because as the Earth is ascending into a fifth dimensional frequency, we as spiritual beings are discovering a brand new frontier of spiritual evolution. And so what we're learning in this new heart-centered path is, instead of trying to clear all of the barriers we find within ourselves, that perhaps the barriers within ourselves are those cellular memories from times in our lives when we weren't supported and loved in the way that we wanted to be,
sure,
that call out so that we can actually, in the deepest form of cellular healing, love and embrace the parts of ourselves that no one else has. And just by accepting that what is arising emotionally or mentally, in response to whatever life brings to us to bring about that reaction, is only here for me to love as no one else has ever loved it, not only helps to clear things on a cellular level, but initiates us to become light bearers of a heart-centered consciousness.
Light bearers of a heart-centered consciousness. I like that. You know, Matt, this is looking at things differently, because for many people, either in the psychological field or the spiritual seekers, it's been about having blocks that need to get released. It's been about having an obstacle that needs to get transcended. It's about, getting rid of and eliminating and not being okay with what is.
Right.
So what are the gifts of shifting into this new way of looking at things and embracing what is?
Well, it's interesting, because some of the predicament is that on one side of the spiritual lens, there is, I'm taking it upon myself to improve, to heal, and I'm digging and digging and digging. And then we hit that wall because you basically find nothing else to dig, but you keep going at it. So it's a vicious cycle.
Right.
On the other side of the spectrum, we have this accept what is, that often puts people into this very passive, there's nothing to do place.
Right.
And so we find these two extremes that aren't necessarily bringing both aspects together. So what happens is, when we start to see that the only reason why anything is created in reality is to bring about whatever emotional response in our body shows us the next aspect of ourself that is next to be in line to be loved.
Uh-huh.
And then we say, okay, this situation in my life was only created by the universe, not because I don't know how to work the law of attraction.
Right.
But the law of attraction is actually bringing this to me because the universe wants to ensure my highest evolution in the shortest amount of time. It brings up a reaction based on a circumstance.
Uh-huh.
And then I find that feeling in my body and I say, can I see that this is only here to be loved? And just by whispering the words, I love you, to the part of my body that I feel that reaction arising, I feel a release of cellular memory that helps me to participate in my journey as we would in the old paradigm, but in a more heart-centered space of being. So we're not pushing towards an outcome, but we're harmonizing with the miracle of life.
And it sounds like the trick here is the purpose isn't to transcend it, transmute the energy.
Right.
Because if you're there, then you're in the old paradigm.
Right.
So it's about loving what is, as a, and not about getting to the other side of what you don't want.
That's right. If everything is the divine,
uh-huh.
and whether you've had an experience of everything being the divine,
right.
it already is the case.
Sure.
And it's such a transcendent divine source that you don't actually have to have an experience of it, per se, in order to know it is so, because right. it already is the case.
Yeah.
Because everything's a divine reality, what formations or decorations that we are attempting to transcend, we're trying to transcend the divine. So the reason we can't transcend barriers is because we can't transcend the divine. The reason we can't transmute this energy is because we're trying to transmute the divine. We don't know we're attempting to do that because we're judging things by their appearance, not by their true form.
Mm. And you said the J word, judging, and I know you've got some brilliant things to say about that. We're going to go to a quick break, but when we return with Matt Kahn, I'm going to ask Matt about a personal experience I had in the past week and get some insight about that. And we're going to talk about judgment and how that might keep us stuck when we return here with Matt Kahn on the Christine Upchurch Show.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdener work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Matt Kahn, who is a spiritual teacher who's just, so connected and has this wisdom that helps people transform their lives in huge ways, including healing and heart opening. Now, Matt, you know, I wanted to share something that happened to me personally this week. You know, I've, as I said before, I've been on my path for many years. You know, I've taught energy healing, done energy healing, and I'm pretty in tune, right? And so if I interact with somebody and I see that they've got a lot of light, you know, I sometimes visually see it, sometimes I can feel it. I've had these experiences in personal relationships where I really feel somebody deeply, and it's just like this heart-opening experience. But this past week, I happened to be going and running some errands. I went to Staples and then Starbucks, and I interacted with two young men who worked at the two stores who, I've interacted with before. They're nice people. They seem genuine. They're nothing unusual about it. So there I am driving along and heading to PCC. I've got my black tea lemonade in my cup holder and my new storage bins in the back of my SUV. And all of a sudden, these two young gentlemen's light became so obvious to me. I could see the brilliance of who they are. And it hit me in my heart. And actually, it made me cry. And I'm thinking, I've got to ask Matt, do people have any clue how bright they are? And if not, why not?
By and large, as a world, we don't. We don't know how bright we are. We don't know how brilliant we are. We don't know how intelligent we are. We don't know how intuitive we are. We don't know how perfect we've all been created to be. Even if we have a personal desire, we say, I want this. We want it because it's a confirmation of our intuition that says, I know up ahead this is waiting for me, but I'm desiring it right now. So it's like we want the right thing at the wrong time. Ah. So everything in our lives, every single thing, is absolutely proof of our perfection and brilliance. Even when people feel emotions or in situations that they don't feel safe to be in, the deepest intelligence of the universe is actually saying, it's not the feeling confirming that you're unsafe. It's that you're so safe in the arms of the universe, you're safe enough to feel this and to heal it for humanity.
Wow, I want you to say that again, because that is really profound.
Yes, that the feeling is not a proof of being unsafe, but through the eyes of the universe, when we're held in the arms of the universe, which is consciously recognizing that it's already the case, we are safe enough to feel any emotion which is coming up to be loved, as we not only purge it out of our field, but we heal it on behalf of humanity to lighten the load for every human being. And when you were telling the story of realizing the light of these two young people, you were realizing the immensity of their light as a way of coming into greater contact with your own. So the tears were not only recognizing their light, but seeing them as mirrors of your own divinity.
Ah.
And so to me, that's really the juiciness of that beautiful story you told.
So when people get to the situations where they're having these difficult emotions or difficult situations, you're saying it's not the information isn't about you need to avoid this, you need to stop this, you need to suppress this. It's really about embracing it.
It is, because if everything is a manifestation of the divine, there would be no intelligence in you asking you to suppress your divinity, asking you to avoid your divinity. It would only say, You are experiencing and perceiving the feelings as the way it's been judged and interpreted, but it is an opportunity for you to participate in the evolution of humanity and raising the vibration of an entire planet by, despite how it feels or looks to you, locate where in your body you feel this feeling, and can you recognize that that's the place in which love wants to go next? As if your body is a map of the cosmos, and you as a divine creator are using this body as a map of the cosmos, only feeling the emotions that come up to be loved, that as you send it into that part of your body, you're actually fulfilling all blessings and sending it throughout the universe to all the beings who are awaiting the grace of the prayers they've sent out.
Wow. So it's not a matter of just having the awareness and being accepting of it, but it's also about loving it.
Absolutely. So it's the transition as we go from being, I'm an infallible, imperfect being on a diligent spiritual journey, trying to whip myself into shape, doing endless spiritual practices, which probably end up as me just sitting and judging myself in private. And we transition into being, even my healing journey is one gigantic divine play, where I only appear to be someone in need of healing, because as I heal it by loving it within myself, that is my contribution to transforming this planet for all who dwell within it.
Wow. So, you know, you've used the J word multiple times.
I have.
Judging.
I did.
What is it about judging that keeps us stuck?
A judgment is an assumption that based on how something looks, acts, or behaves, that we conclude that it is less than our divine source.
Mm.
So a judgment is simply taking our attention away from the divine and onto an endless possibility that we, the divine, are creating it to be. So we are the divine imagining something divine to be undivine. So we call that a judgment. And when we're judging it, we're not seeing that whatever is attracted to my reality, whatever is arising in my experience, mm-hmm. is literally only arising to receive the blessings of transformation that only I love you can provide.
Wow. So how does that relate to setting boundaries? If we're to love all that's arising and understand that it's not only our own path to divinity, but it is our planet's path to divinity.
Yes.
Does that mean we're not supposed to set boundaries within the context of what is unpleasant or not working?
I wouldn't say so. I would say that if we understand that other people's unsavory behavior towards us
uh-huh.
is showing a soul that is going through a massive depth of healing or transformation, that usually when people are acting unconscious, they're going through a transformation they don't even know exists. So when someone treats you in a negative way, let's say,
uh-huh.
their soul is saying, I'm going through so much transformation that right now I've got so much on my plate, you're unknowingly being a distraction to me. So they're actually trying to push you away to have more space for their own healing journey, even though they're not saying something.
Oh, that's a fascinating perspective.
Right. So we don't need to create boundaries because people already show us those boundaries when they're acting inappropriately. So then we go, okay, I'm a distraction.
Uh-huh.
I take space. I give them space. And if what's arising in my body is disappointment, is judgment, is pain, whatever it is, mm-hmm. I remove myself from their presence. I give them space to be on their healing journey, whether they know it or not.
Uh-huh.
And I, in private, then bring my attention to my heart. I love whatever's arising that they've brought up so that as I release it out of my field, I'm also lightening the load for theirs.
And giving them the opportunity that if we had stayed engaged in that
right.
interaction, they might not have had.
Right. So we give them space. And even we don't need to tell them, hey, you're on a healing journey. We uh-huh. don't need them to understand the journey. We just need to right. give them space for their journey. So before we even need to create boundaries, the peoples whose behavior would require boundaries
uh-huh.
can be seen as already creating a boundary with you.
Right.
It's fascinating.
Right. That is. And it actually takes us to another level, because I think that at a certain stage of our psycho-spiritual evolution on this planet, at least in Western culture, we got to this place where once we were evolved enough, the point was to help others. And by help others, that often translated into fixing things for people.
That's right.
Identifying and fixing things.
Oh, yes. And controlling others' experiences,
yes.
which is the pitfall of every relationship.
Uh-huh.
Just in the same way a parent doesn't have to keep waking up their child during night terrors, but uh-huh. can lovingly hold them while they dream.
Right.
In the same way, we don't have to necessarily let other people know what we see, because then we're kind of disrespecting what they're seeing as their own experience. We're all seeds blossoming in a garden, but we all blossom at a different rate and speed.
Mm-hmm.
And so oftentimes what we do is we try to change other people's experience, because through what I call vibrational codependency, we're empathing their energy. We're where they're at now
mm-hmm.
because we're saying, if I can be a mirror of them, maybe I'll be less of a target for them.
Ooh.
And then what happens is we're now matching them. And then we say, I want to help lift them up so I can get out of this energy. Vibrational codependency. So we're not here
right.
to control people's experiences. We're here to support people through their experience. And if our experience becomes less than as a result of what we can't change in another, uh-huh. well, then that reveals the next part of ourselves that's next in line to be loved.
Right.
So and, come back to us.
And I think yes. that in that codependence, when it gets to that stage for the person who's been trying to lift the other up,
yeah.
what happens to them when they finally have to back off, let go? What happens internally with their journey when they finally do that?
To the person we let go of?
No, to the person who's doing the letting go, the one who wants to fix it all. Because
right.
there are a lot of those people out there. They may be listening right now.
Absolutely.
You know, I used to be one of those.
I know.
And so what happens, though, when we finally do back off? we have to deal with our own stuff, don't we?
Right. When we let go of needing to fix another person as if, again, because the old idea was if my circumstances can be improved, then I'll feel different inside. If I have a different job, a different relationship, then it transforms into if I can change my partner, then I'm going to feel better inside. When we let go of that tendency, then our own internal experience isn't something we control. It becomes something we become accountable to. That, there's something inside of me that's arising, and it's here for only me to love. And as I have a better relationship with my inner child, as my mind and my heart merge together in holy matrimony, then what I begin to do is increase the possibility of calling forth higher versions of the characters in my life. So what's conceivable, it's not a guarantee, but conceivable, is that by loving yourself in private and not trying to control the experience of your partner gives a greater opportunity to call forth a higher version of your partner to treat you much better as you've taken the time to love yourself. And even if that doesn't happen, it may in fact lead to a point where the relationship comes to an end.
Right.
But you are leaving the relationship more filled up with love and more rooted in self-love than before the relationship began, which highlights some of the soul contracts of what we learn when coming together.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now we're going to go to a quick break, but when we return, we will be taking some phone calls. Do you want to give out the number, Benny?
Sure. 800-930-2819 is the number. When we take a call and the call drops off, we'll take another one. 800-930-2819.
Yeah, our lines are already lit up. Mm-hmm. And before we go to break, I do want to mention Matt Kahn and Julie Dittmar's website. It's TrueDivineNature.com. More with Matt Kahn when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, If you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ AM 1230, cable radio networks, several stations in Australia, and Transformation Talk Radio around the world. I'm here talking today to Matt Kahn, who's a spiritual teacher who is helping people to step into a new level of being. And from, you know, my perspective as an energy healer, it's a very vibrational thing. It's helping to take us to another level. So, Matt, what's going on the planet, and why is it important at this stage of the game for us to do inner work in new ways?
Because right now, as we have exited 2014, entering the new paradigm of 2015, mm-hmm. a lot of soul contracts that have required us to carry the collective unconsciousness for the world has expired. And so we are now able to actually see in the very beginning, let's go back maybe 10 or so many years.
Okay.
When there was this big spiritual movement, people had the intuition that the soul contract of carrying the unconsciousness was coming to an end. So people were preparing for that by doing all the clearing work. And they would do clearing work, and then it would come back.
Uh-huh.
They'd do clearing work, and it would come back, or they'd go to a healer, they'd feel good for 2 days, and they'd say, oh, why do I feel the same again?
Right.
Because the soul contract wasn't expired. So now we're at a point where that soul contract has expired, and the clearing work we are doing can actually free us permanently of what we've been carrying for the world. But if we're doing the healing work from the intention of I'm going to someone, or I'm even in my own life clearing this healing work, and then I'm on the other side of clearing work, my consciousness hasn't really been expanded because I basically have just been looking at it like I'm taking out the universe's garbage.
Right.
In order for there to be a transformation, there has to be clearing work that expands the horizons of how you see things. So if it becomes, I've done my clearing work, and the only thing that ever worked was me loving my own heart, and as I cleared out for the collective unconsciousness, it guaranteed me becoming as unconditionally loving of myself as no one has ever been in my life, then almost the salvation or the redemption of your life is like, wow, I was raised in a family, perhaps, that wasn't as unconditionally loving to give me a taste of the collective unconsciousness I came to shift out of the vibration of the planet.
Right.
I carried it with me, and when I was able to release it, it was only released and cleared for all by me being for myself what seemed to be missing from the past. And then life comes full circle. Every moment has purpose. Everything's a gift from the universe, and we're no longer perceiving things through a dualistic lens of light versus dark or good and bad.
So it's not about taking the garbage out, seeing it as taking the garbage out, but rather recognizing it as the flowers within our life.
That's right. So it's as if we're not the ones holding on, so trying to let go is not a meaningful attempt, meaning we're not here to let go. We're here to recognize that there are aspects of ourselves holding on, ensuring our highest evolution that we can't shake off until it's loved. And even if we find an emotion in ourselves and we go, I can't love that, it simply allows the one who can't to be the next one we love. Mm-hmm. And then if we can't do that, we love the one who won't.
Ah.
And then if we can't even do that, we just rest in accepting, I accept all of this is here to be loved.
Uh-huh.
It's only here to be loved. And right now, in all honesty, I can't even love it. Just admitting the honest thing is the most loving thing you can do. And even that will begin to move the patterns out of your field.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Now, Benny, I know we've got some callers on the line. Who's the first one?
Patiently waiting. We appreciate it. If you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819 is the number here for the Transformation Talk Radio Network and Christine Upchurch's radio show. Karen from Portland is joining us. So, Karen, welcome.
Welcome, Karen. Do you have a question for Matt?
I do. Thank you. It's nice to be here and having this experience. So, everything in my life, I kind of like have a sense of humor about it now because I understand I'm not in a place of judgment, and I find myself humoring over it. So in the last week or so, I have things that are just kind of like disappearing out of my life. My purse disappears. My bathrobe is missing this morning, and it was on my bed when I went to sleep at night, and I laugh about it. It's just like, okay, the message is, you know, it's right there in front of your face. You know, it's this frequency. It's just one moment it's there, one moment it's not. You know, it's a play of frequency. But I was hoping that you could share a little bit more about it. I'm not upset about it. I humor at it. I think it's really quite entertaining. That if you'd like to shed some insight on it, I'd be most appreciative.
Perhaps the universe is inviting you to go shopping. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Perhaps. But on a deeper level, what's actually happening is, and this happened to me a couple of weeks ago, I was in a room, I had a cup of coffee, and I put it on a table, and I walked into another room to do something. When I came back out, the coffee wasn't there, and there was no one else around. And what had happened was, and what happens for all of us, is as quickly as we blink our eyes, we're actually constantly shifting into parallel timelines and dimensions. So we're in the same moment, but we're always, it's like, think of the moment as the movie you're watching in the theater, and a timeline or a dimension is a seat in the theater. So we're always watching the same movie, but we're constantly shifting seats in the theater to gain greater perspectives. And in different seats in the theater, there is drastic or subtle differences in reality. And when we start to actually have experiences where the objects that are there in one moment disappear in the next, it's what I call losing. It's when we lose continuity. Our reality is losing continuity because our consciousness is expanding at such a rate that the director of the movie forgets where to place all the objects.
So you were mentioning parallel realities. Can you, for some of our listeners, they may not be familiar with that. Can you share what that means?
Yeah, and a parallel reality is that, okay, so in our experience, we may have the experience of this is the moment I'm in. Here I am doing this experience. Right now I'm here with you in the studio. Mm-hmm. Now, whether we're aware of it or not, and as our consciousness expands, which of course our consciousness in the new paradigm expands at the rate our heart opens, as that happens, we start to become aware that there are actually parallel realities where this moment is taking place in a variety of different ways. The reason I'm experiencing this one right now is because this is the dimension where the highest evolution for my journey can take place. But I'm also able to be aware that in this dimension, perhaps things are slightly different.
Uh-huh. So in the parallel reality, you're actually on Oprah right now.
I'm on Oprah. In another dimension, I'm interviewing you.
Uh-huh.
Another dimension, Benny is interviewing us.
Sweet.
And in another dimension, you know, and it goes infinite combinations of possibility.
Sure.
And then what happens is as we raise our vibration by opening our heart, mm-hmm. sometimes we think we have to raise our vibration to feel better in our heart, but we open our heart to raise our vibration. We start to access vibrationally different parallel dimensions to bring greater possibilities into our awareness. And so as we start to exit one dimension and enter another, uh-huh. an object that once was there all of a sudden vanishes. And so when Karen was talking about a missing purse in a bathrobe, that for me, and I see this a lot with people, uh-huh. is the universe making it very obvious when you're moving in and out of dimensions, so that as we don't need to necessarily think that the experience we're having is the only one we're having,
right.
we can say, I am an infinite being. I am existing in infinite dimensions of time and space.
Uh-huh.
I'm having endless experiences. And the reason I'm only seeing this one is because this is the highest possibility to ensure my greatest evolution at this time.
Interesting. So the flip side of that, one of the things that I've noticed sometimes, and some of my colleagues have as well, sometimes we seem to be invisible to people.
Yes.
What's that about?
When we seem invisible to people, it's because our vibration is in such stark contrast to their frequency. And then we say, well, this is the person I've chosen to validate me. So I'm going to lower my vibration to match their unconsciousness. I'm going to try to be a mirror for them to see me as.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to feel trapped by that energy. And then I'm going to try to control their experience to rescue us both.
Right.
So if we seem invisible to people, it's only because we're noticing such a contrast in vibrational frequencies. one of the things we learn as initiated souls or angels in this Angel Academy of Life is that we have to let go of our attachment to the old paradigm. And one of the ways it is that when we first arrive at a high vibrational frequency, it feels like we're here all alone.
Right.
And we look at the world of unconsciousness and we go, oh, but that's where I can have some friends. So I'm just going to step out of this high vibration, lower my frequency, and be surrounded by people that I'm going to try to control their experience or be hurt by.
Right.
Because life is actually trying to push you into the new paradigm. The first moment of entering the new paradigm, it can be very elating. It can be very joyous. But oftentimes it feels like I'm the first one to arrive at a party.
Right.
And we have to get used to not only is loving what arises, how we heal ourselves to get into that high vibrational energy, but loving what arises is how we actually unravel all of the existential loneliness in our heart that allows us to be the best friend we haven't met, to be the parent we never had, and to be the lover that we've yet to encounter. So loving what arises is what allows us to firmly anchor this high vibrational energy without having to try to go back into an unconscious world to either control others or be controlled by others. Mm-hmm. It's how we firmly arrive as anchors of the highest divinity for the well-being of all who are here.
Beautiful. And all that about a missing purse and a...
it's time to shop.
Missing something else.
A bathrobe.
Bathrobe. That's
Is it a bathrobe?
Yeah. Yeah, it was bathrobe.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So thank you, Karen. Mm-hmm. Now, who's next, Benny?
Actually, let's sneak off to a break.
Is it that?
Yeah.
I'm just having so much fun, I forgot about it.
You lost me now. Okay. Don't lose me in the bathrobe and everything else.
Don't go away, folks. More with Matt Kahn when we return here in a few moments.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Put a little
woohoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Ohm, you're
leadership, own your life. Start your new year right with this life-shifting all-day workshop led by Wendy R. Wolf and Lynn Brown in Bellevue, Saturday, January 31st. Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. Activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy for you. Own your body, own your relationships, own your path, own your life. To register, go to healgrowshine.com or email Wendy at wendyrwolf.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Matt Kahn. And, you know, Matt, before we continue with another caller and I get totally distracted by the conversation, which I've been doing a bit because I'm having so much fun, why don't you share with our listeners how they can find you on the internet and what events you've got coming up?
Well, geez, coming up, we have so many incredible events, and it's such an amazing opportunity to create these events to give people an energetic container to really expand and raise their vibration and to really discover for themselves how brightly their light can shine. Mm. We have an event this weekend in Portland, Oregon. I know we have a Saturday event, which is a 2-hour soul gathering. We also have a full-day immersion in Portland, Oregon called Dissolving the Illusion. Mm. And then we have a February retreat coming up.
Which is like a 5-day retreat, is that
right? It's a 5-day retreat, and in the 5-day retreats, at all of our retreats, we take people through a process step-by-step to rewire their subconscious mind so that at the retreat, you're actually going through the very transformation. Instead of it just being about understanding transformation and taking it home with you, mm-hmm. it's an experience where we as a group all go through the transformation together, and not only does it amplify the experience of everyone, but it is a way for us all to come together and raise the vibration of the planet.
Right.
And so for a list of our upcoming events, you can go to my website at truedivinenature.com. And if you sign up for our free newsletter, you also receive a free activation that actually moves you into a timeline where you let go of the old paradigm and you open up to the new frontiers of your highest potential.
Wonderful. And you have a partner in all of this, right?
Yes, absolutely. Julie. My beautiful partner, Julie Dittmar, who does all of these events with me. Uh-huh. We are together. We balance the divine feminine and the heavenly masculine. Uh-huh. And as I bring through this transmission of energy, as the healing energy emanates through the sound of my voice, she does a lot of movement, a lot of yoga, and a lot of sound healing to uh-huh. ground the energy into the body so that as I'm transmitting the healing energy, she's helping to anchor it into the field so that people can integrate and heal at a much more accelerated rate. It's a very fascinating play between us, and I'm so grateful for the journey we have together.
That's wonderful. And I do think that it's tricky at this stage because we're bringing in the much higher frequency, and to ground it is imperative in order to create the transformation that we're after on the planet.
Absolutely. And in my position as a living transmission of this energy, uh-huh. even though within my own being there is a very integrated blend of masculine and feminine energy, it is imperative to also that we all work together. And so for Julie and I, we work together because uh-huh. we both play very specific roles for the well-being of all the lives that we touch.
Right.
And what will start to become more of a natural precedent in the future is that we as light workers will not only do our work, but we will all play significant roles to come together to create something that is always far greater than we can create for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so I'm humbled and grateful for Julie in my life and the work that we do in so many lives at all of our events and through our videos on YouTube.
Right.
The videos are
just amazing because not only do you share this wonderful wisdom, but it has a vibrational effect. So
yes.
you listen to the words. And it's not just the words, it shifts something very deeply. So I encourage you to check out their website, check out the YouTube videos. Also, you've got regular events in both Portland and Seattle, correct?
Absolutely. We have monthly events in Portland and Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And along with, you know, our online events, which are called Angel Academies, which are kind of our global telegathering events.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, in order for people to constantly hear about the new events that are being created, again, they sign up for our free newsletter and receive uh-huh. a brand new activation at truedivinenature.com. And again, it's such a heartwarming excitement to just feel like all of us who knew we were here to be on the cusp of something revolutionary
right.
are now coming together And what that revolutionary force is nothing other than love. And we're finding the time and the ability to give ourselves the love that we deserve, as well as raise the vibration of the planet. It's absolutely exciting.
It's very exciting and, yes, and absolutely beautiful. Now, Benny, we have another caller, don't we?
Yeah, I think we have time for one more. We'll sneak in Mary, and Mary's calling in from, I believe it's Marin County down in California. So is that correct, Mary?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, pleasure to have you on the show. What's up?
Welcome, Mary.
Hi. I'm grateful to talk to you, Matt. I'm in a situation. I'd like to go back to your earlier teaching. I've moved into a situation where I have to move with a roommate. And I talked to you about my dog the other day. Mm. And the situation is that she's an alcoholic, and she has severe memory loss. And I lived with a father that was a rageaholic alcoholic and blew up all the time.
Right.
And that's the situation I'm in here. She's not blowing up all the time, but she just goes into this rage. And I find myself, my inner child is just shaking like crazy,
right,
and terrified. And I, in my own space, I'm just replaying the whole thing over and over and wondering how to get through to her to set a boundary, which you said, you know, she's setting her own boundary. But I need to set the boundary of her not unloading on me, you know, just an uproar in a moment. I never know when it's going to come, and it's absolutely over nothing.
Right. So it sounds like it's time for you to move. It sounds like it's time for you to do what, if you are able to do by any means necessary, like if you realize your inner child is being threatened by this person's behavior, so that means you need to find any other safe place to be other than with this roommate, then if you are able to just even get a temporary place to stay, even if you are able to say, I would rather live temporarily in a shelter in peace where my inner child can be supported than to be exposed to this kind of unconsciousness and violence and threat. If you move yourself into a temporary place where your innocence and well-being is supported, then the universe in turn will start bringing you more resources to support you in an even greater way. So sometimes we have to move ourselves into a temporary space of shelter in order for the universe to recognize that we're willing to do whatever it takes in the name of love to support our highest well-being, and then the resources to support us from that place to a greater place of well-being will come our way. So I would say if you've already seen that you're in a situation that does not serve you, you have to be willing in the name of love to make whatever arrangements to get into a temporary living environment that supports you. Once you have done everything you can to support you, the universe will step in and provide you resources beyond your wildest imagination.
And would you say, Matt, that it's actually an invitation right now? The fact that this is coming up is the invitation that now is the time to heal this on a deeper level?
Absolutely. And oftentimes, if one is distracted by the actions of, let's say, alcoholic behavior or the violence that ensues by someone's alcoholic behavior, then they need to recognize in themselves, I'm not in an environment that gives me the focus to love what arises. So I got to put myself into a temporary environment that ensures my safety, so that my whole focus can be loving myself. And it's almost like an initiation process. When we prove to the universe, and it's not really proving, it's more of when we prove to ourselves that our own safety and well-being is the highest importance, the universe within us begins to support us in miraculous ways. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes, as a way of going out of the old paradigm into the new, we have to lighten the load, and for a temporary amount of time, we live under conditions with far less than we've ever had, just to strip away all of our attachments so there's nothing in the way of loving ourselves. And then from that space of emptiness, the reconstruction can begin and life can give you things, but it can be received from a much higher level and perspective.
Beautiful. Now we're running out of time. Thank you so much, Mary, for calling. And Matt, it's been a great pleasure. This hour has flown by. Yes. Thank you for being here, and thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you. It's an honor to serve the world, and it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Great. And thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again really soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.